utmost for his highest. July the 20th. Dependent on God's presence. They that wait upon the Lord shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 31. There is no thrill in walking. It is the test of all the stable qualities. To walk and not faint is the highest reach possible for strength. The word walk is used in the Bible to express the character. John, looking on Jesus as he walked, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." There is never anything abstract in the Bible. It is always vivid and real. God does not say, "Be spiritual," but "Walk with me." When we are in an unhealthy state physically or emotionally, we always want thrills. In the physical domain, this will lead to counterfeiting the Holy Spirit. In the emotional life, it will lead to the inordinate affection and the destruction of morality. And in the spiritual domain, if we insist on getting thrills, on mounting up with wings, it will end in the destruction of spirituality. The reality of God's presence is not dependence on any place, but only dependent upon the determination to set the Lord always before us. Our problems come when we refuse to bank on the reality of his presence. The experience of the psalmist, "Therefore we will not fear though," will be ours when once we are based on reality, not on the consciousness of God's presence, but the reality of it. Why, he has been here all the time. At critical moments, it is necessary to ask guidance. But it ought to be unnecessary to be saying always, "O Lord, direct me here and there." Of course he will. If our common sense decisions are not his order, he will press through them and check them. That is when we must be quiet and wait for the direction of his presence.